Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
The new Hot 101.5. Blown off on the Miguel Show.
It was love at first boat between Jason and Kara. Jason, you met Kara out on Treasure Island one weekend. Y'all were hanging out, and then you asked her out on a date. And so what was the first date you all went out on, Jason?
We went down to Siesta Key for dinner and drinks, and we saw some music.
Nice.
And at the end of the night, we ended up walking down the beach, and it was really romantic. I thought everything went great.
Oh, that's awesome. And that's a really nice place to, like, have a date, because it's just, the vibe is great in Siesta Key. I love that.
So how was the time on the beach? Like, were you all, because, you know, you can go to some of those bars over there. You can get pretty turnt.
That's true.
You can get a little crazy. I mean, were you trying to get all handsy? Did you try to fill on her boobs?
Oh, Miguel.
No.
Miguel.
No,
I'm just wondering.
That's a valid question.
Jason, did you?
I didn't.
Okay. Listen, we have to cover all the angles here
I guess. All bases.
I get it, bases.
Okay.
To try to figure out why you were blown off. Well, Jason, let's do this. We need to get Kara on the phone because it sounds like a almost perfect first
Very
date.
Very romantic, if I might say.
So let's get her on the phone. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
I stay out too late. Got nothing.
Shake it off.
new Hot 101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Jason and Kara met on Treasure Island while they were both out with friends, and then they went out on a date to Siesta Key.
Love it.
They were drinking, did a night stroll on the beach.
That
it was wonderful.
That is my favorite thing. So
but
good.
But Jason has not heard back from Kara.
What the heck?
Are you ready for us to give her a call?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, now Jason, we're going to get Kara on the phone. You stay quiet on your end, though, okay? Because let Miguel and I just handle this part. It's a little delicate, and we want to get the absolute truth from her, so.
The truth?
That's what we're going to try to
do. We're the truth seekers.
Okay, shh.
Sorry. Hello?
Hey, is this Kara?
Yeah.
Hey, Kara, it's Miguel from the new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show with my co-host, Holly.
Hey.
How are you doing this morning?
Hi. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. So I heard that you went out on this romantic beach date to Siesta Key with our friend Jason.
Yes.
And we were wondering,
girl,
as friends,
why you ain't called him back?
Yeah, what happened?
It sounded like a really romantic date.
It was. It was super nice. We were walking along, and he was like, I'll be right back. And I was like, oh, okay, he's going to go pee in the ocean. But then I could kind of see that he was, like, all the way in the water. He was pooping in the ocean. That's so gross and not okay. I what am I supposed to say?
Wait, that's why you didn't call me back?
Kara, we actually have Jason on the phone right now.
I'm sorry,
now.
Kara, but
everyone has to do that. Where else was I should have gone?
They have public restrooms.
I would have walked with you back to the bar to use the bar bathroom.
I don't
even want to get in the ocean anymore.
There's like millions of fish in there that do that constantly.
Okay, but that's their home. Like, that's where they live. They're allowed to do that. Like, and not only that, let's never mind the fact that there are bathrooms all over the place. How about you just hold it until the end of the date like a normal person might?
I don't see what the big deal is. This is like, I've done it before. I've never had anyone get upset with me for doing it. It's fine. It's no big deal.
But you're on a date. You don't see anything wrong with that, my friend?
No, I don't. I don't.
And do you do this all the time?
No, I don't do it all the time. But, you know, if it's there, you have to go. I don't want to go in the sand.
Oh, gosh. That's not an option.
I think what we've learned here is that the Gulf of Mexico is not your personal toilet, and you should not be pooping in the ocean. I don't think this is a match.
I think it's nature's toilet.
Yay!
Blown Off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app. Free for your iPhone or Android.